Shavuos B'Tammuz. Ram says we fast not only because of Churban Beis HaMikdash. Five things happened on Shavuos B'Tammuz. First thing that happened in Shavuos B'Tammuz was Nishtar B'la Luchos. Moshe Rabbeinu came down. That was the day they made the Egel Azov. That was the day that they broke through into the walls of Yerushalayim. The other three things in the middle. Klal Yisrael we celebrate in the joyous sense, in the sad sense, we remember our Churban. Why do we remember our Churban? Remember our Churban because the Rambam writes that the Churban happens to Klal Yisrael. It happened because of Averis. And we're supposed to look at ourselves, evaluate ourselves, see why those Averis happened in history and why we are continuing those problems. We have to do tshuva for all of those problems. That means we have to do tshuva in Shavuos B'Tammuz for the Chet HaEgel. We have to do tshuva on Shavuos B'Tammuz for the beginning of the Churban Beis HaMikdash when the walls were penetrated. And we have to do tshuva for all of those because that's continuing today. And otherwise, it'd be Beis HaMikdash. Klal Yisrael as a nation has a very specific mission. We are not a nation like every other nation. 3,500 years ago, Kadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with us. And that separated us from all the other nations of the world. He said, all the other nations of the world are here. They build their lives. They build their countries. They build cities. They build factories. They build economies, roads, bridges, airplanes, bombs, whatever they build. They live in a physical world. They master the physical world. And their history is determined by certain laws of physical history. It's a very materialistic life. Within that, there are dimensions of spirituality, but essentially, their lives are materialistic, their goals are materialistic, their cultures are materialistic, and that's what they're about. And there's one nation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, you are a different nation. Your identity is your Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kodesh. And that's who you are. That's your national identity. That's your spiritual identity. Every person has a spiritual tafkid. And that's who you are as a Jew. And that happened in Har Sinai. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a very difficult task. We have to remain a spiritual nation. And we have to understand that this entire world, the entire physical world we see in front of us, that physical world is really run according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's spiritual design and is really everything that happens in this world, which we may see as physical causation, is really goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's directly running this world. Avodah Zarah was a tremendous temptation. What does that mean? What is the problem with Avodah Zarah? The problem with Avodah Zarah is Kadosh Baruch Hu created many forces in this world. Forces, all sorts of forces in this world, all the natural forces in this world. And those, apparently, to the casual, superficial observer, are run by physical laws, almost like an automatic machine. And people want to get control of those physical powers in this world and feel by controlling the physical powers in this world, they control their lives, they control the world, and they run the world. What was Avodah Zarah supposed to be? That controlling the sun, certain spiritual forces that control the sun, certain spiritual forces that control the moon and the winds. And if we deal with these intermediate forces, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all the way on top, then we can control the sun and the moon and the rain and the seasons and the natural world. It's a way of controlling all the natural forces and not having to go straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we believe that all of these natural forces, even the spiritual forces that, say, control the sun, the moon, the winds, the rain, and everything, are simply tools how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And it's true that when a nail is being hit by the hammer, if the nail had eyes, it would think that the hammer is hitting it. It wouldn't realize as a human being holding onto the hammer and hitting it. All the natural forces are tools of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're told you have to go straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're a spiritual nation with a spiritual destiny, and you have to realize and recognize you go straight to the source. The Rambam says, what is the mitzvah? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. To realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate and direct cause of everything in this world. That means if we want to exercise control over HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's only one way to exercise control over HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by doing mitzvahs and doing what he said. And then he gives us schar v'onesh. There's no control over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you want to control the rain, it says, v'nasati mitar ha'aretz chamvito, yoreh malkosh. There's no other way of controlling the rain except going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you have to go straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't go to any of the other intermediate forces in this world. They're nothing but tools in the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that is not always easy. People like to feel they're in control of their lives. So they'll study the rules of economics. They'll study the rules of political science and think, oh, we're able to control the world. Everyone wants to control the world. We'll control this force, that force. Nowadays, they control physics and chemistry, laws of economics and laws of political science. I think that's the way they control the world. And Gadosh Baruch Hu says that all these are something tools that I control them. Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim were taken for a year on a spiritual journey. Kadosh Baruch Hu showed them with the Essen Makis, and then with Kriyas Yamsuf, and then with the Gilui Shechina and Har Sinai, there's only one force in this world. And we have to go straight to that force, and we have to live our lives in response to that force, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is, Anoch Hashem Elokech Lo Sa'asocho. And there are no physical representations because that can distract us, that can confuse us. When we dive in, it's straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing else. It's the only force that we connect with. And that's why we have to live our lives on a separate level. If he's that force controlling the world directly and everything else is just a tool in his hands, it's like if the nail doesn't want to get hit, no point of asking the hammer. You have to ask the person, don't hit me. And Klal Yisrael, while when they said Naaseh v'Nishma, and they heard Anochi Hashem Elokecha, understood the truth of it. But then, when they got a little nervous, they reverted back to, well, maybe we can deal with the physical world directly. Maybe we can't go straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Chet HaEgel. Klal Yisrael, the Churban Beis HaMikdash. What was the Churban Beis HaMikdash about? First Beis HaMikdash. It's very, very simple. Klal Yisrael had an uncontrollable need for Avodah Zarah. Uncontrollable need. The push they had, all the nations around them worshiping Avodah Zarah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're different. You have a different purpose, you have a different goal. And that uncontrollable need to feel I'm controlled of the physical world because I don't want to live my life on the level that everything I need in this world, I have to believe, comes straight from Hashem, and everything I need in this world comes because of Torah and mitzvahs, and I lose because of Averis. I want to be just like everybody else, living in this physical world with physical control of this world, believing that that's all there is. And then I can control the world. To control the world by dealing directly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's demanding of me a very high level of my life. And that was the problem with Klal Yisrael, not appreciating their level, not valuing their level, not appreciating what it means to be in Mamlechus Kohanim v'Goy Kodosh. And there's a Beis HaMikdash. What is that Beis HaMikdash supposed to be? That Beis HaMikdash is the place where we can connect very directly. There's Hashra Sashchina. We bring Karbonos. We connect directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Go into the Beis HaMikdash. It was Lamalim and Amokum and Azman, Lamalim and Ateva. Asarim Nisim, there were 10 Nisim happening daily in front of their eyes. There was an Eish Yorid Min HaShemayim. There was this happening. Natural causations stopped there. It was a separate place. It's the Arun Ein Tofes Mokum. Because when you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not using relativity. You're way beyond that. You're in a whole different atmosphere. You're a whole different sphere. And that is, but it's a problem with that. It demands of us a certain level of life, a certain level of behavior. And people don't always want to live their life on that level, so they have to come down and justify with all sorts of theories. Lavi says about the Churban, Mi yitein roshimayim ve'eini mokardimo ve'efke. The Lavi says, when we have the Avelus of Yerushalayim, we're misabel on what happened, and misabel also on the fact that we really misable for ourselves, that we really don't appreciate the depth of what it was that we lost. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, Mi tein roshimayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, enable me to cry. enabled me to understand the full depth of what was lost. The ability to leave one's life on that madrega. It's a whole different type of life. It's a medrash at the beginning of Eicha. Yirmiyahu Anavi was sitting next to the Chorban Beis Hamikdash and crying. And a Greek philosopher passed by and said, "Listen, you're a very smart man. You taught me so much chachma. And how is such a smart man who taught me so much chachma sitting and crying on Eitzim Vavonim?" Yirmiyahu said, "Where did I get my chachma from? I got it from these Eitzim Vavonim." What's Yirmiyahu saying? What's the Medrash trying to teach us? When there's a Beis Hamikdash, we're living our lives connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what gives us Chochmah. Connects us to the Torah. To the insight into the Torah. Pesukim in Mishle. Talk all the time. Mipiv das usfuna. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu we get that tochonu l'adam das. That connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu uplifts our lives. We have to want to live on that uplifted life. And Yirmiyahu was crying that with the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the ability to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and live that superior life has been seriously diminished. There's no Hashras Hashkin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of departs from us. When Klal Yisrael doesn't begin to understand who and what they are, what their position in this world is, and why they are separate, why they are different, and why they are superior. And they want to be like every other nation. When they don't want to be that Mamlechas Kohan and Vagoy Godash, they want to connect to the physical world and run the physical world and think they're in control of the physical world by dealing only with the physical world. And not appreciating the madrig of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has to do everything to maintain their spiritual level. And if they do everything to maintain their spiritual level, they stay on that level. But when they look around and want to become like everybody else who lives in a physical world, controls the physical world, dominates the physical world. So they forget who and what they are, and then there's Chorban. The message of the story of Shavasa Batam is the beginning of our Avelus. It is the message that Klal Yisrael has to remember who and what they are. They're a whole different nation. We're controlled directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't fit into any of the patterns of the world. We have a whole different nation with a different national identity, national destiny. The rules of history don't apply to us because we're a whole different nation. The rules of history apply to those nations that have their normal rise and fall. And they're physical nations with physical destinies and physical identities and physical spirituality. We're on a different level. And we keep that level, there's Geula. And we forget that level, then there's Churban. And during the next 3 weeks, there's Avelus. Sometimes people lose focus. They're busy wondering about all the technicalities of Avelus without trying to understand what's the tochen of Avelus. Technicalities. Do I have to turn off the radio if there's a commercial with some sort of a jingle on it? It's a this, it's a that. What about a baseball game? What about it? Loads of questions. There's a deeper question. What is it that these 3 weeks of Avelus is supposed to teach us? It's to teach us the roots of Churban that each individual by himself has to be masakin, correct the causes of Churban in himself and all Klal Yisrael together. And that begins with understanding who and what a Jew is, who and what Klal Yisrael is, and where we're going with our lives and what we're doing with ourselves and how we are putting into practice that other level of existence Kodesh Baruch Hu demands of us. 3,500 years ago, at the bottom of Har Sinai, he says, I'm making a bris with you that you are going to be my Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kodosh. What does that mean in my life? How was I translating that? How am I different than the other nations of the world? And that's our tafkid during these 3 weeks between Shavuot Batamos and Tisha B'Av.